I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you,
my King, would die for me? Amazing love,
I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. I honor you. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in this presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name. Honor Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name. Adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name. Adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. now. I know because I've been that way before, that I've found peace and happiness I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, then that promise he made can only mine. I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, that his promise made it only mine, I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day his precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord.
You gotta be careful you don't pick up that substitute that the devil offers people, that charismatic spirit. It's always pressing in, that charismatic spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a substitute. And it, for a lot of people that are uneducated and uninformed, it looks so real and they're convinced they're safe. But it's that seducing spirit. It's that charismatic deception. That's mm-hmm. what it is. And the people, they think they're serving the Lord. We run into them from time to time. They're convinced, and you can't get in sideways. It's just nothing you can do. I run into these characters. They're convinced they're safe. But see what it is. It's always pressing in. Just all of the devil, he presses in and he wears you down. And that's charismatic spirit. That's even this end time. It's always trying to Present. And like I say, people are convinced. They think it's the Lord. Because it's Satan will come as an angel of light. And his stuff is a lot more appealing to the flesh than anything God loves. That's how you can tell it's the devil. The devil will always appeal to the flesh. And the Lord will always want you to crucify the flesh. That's how you can detect it. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Right. Tempted and tried, where I made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us. Never molested, though in the wrong, farther along. Cheer up, my brother, lived in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our arms so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder
prosper, prosper. Living so wicked year after year. Partner along we'll know all about it. Partner along we'll understand why. Cheer up my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful till death, said our loving master. A few more days to labor and wait. Toil up the road will then seem as nothing as we sweep through the beautiful game. Partner along, we'll know all about it. Partner along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Partner along, we'll know all about it. Partner along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Partner along, we'll about it. Partner along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord Supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords Supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door.
Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
My loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me, o'er in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, if you've been listening to us for an extended period of time, you kind of get the drift. What we're trying to say here about this whole beginning, this whole thing had a beginning why we're down here, mm-hmm. and we just happened to be here in these closing days of time where he's putting the finishing touches to it. That's all he's doing. It began back when he had a council with himself, back millions of years ago. God, he's very patient. He doesn't operate in time. He just, the process is like building a house. You start with your foundation, and then you put the walls up, and then you put the roof up, and then the shingles, and then you put the windows in, and on it goes. Then you have your perfect house. But this building that the Lord is doing, it takes billions and billions of years. And finally, as it's all headed for that eternal age. It's all headed for. But here we are in these closing days of time, and at the end of Satan's 6,000 years, and it's actually an exciting time to be about if you're in touch with reality. It's a terrible time if you're out there not knowing what's going on around mm-hmm. it, because it's all about wars and rumors of wars. And
right.
It's a time of war. Everybody wants to make war. Everybody makes guns and weapons and missiles of everything. That's just the hour we're living in. It's just a time for war. But see, in here, where you and I are living at, it's a time for rejoicing, you know. Rejoice mm-hmm. when you see all these things happen, because your redemption draws nigh. Just under 3 years from now, Satan is no more. There's a reason to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
If you can only get yourself to that place where you're... yank yourself out of these religiologies, out of all these religions out there, and these churches and these preachers. They're there for one thing: to keep you away from the truth, to keep you deceived. That's what Jesus said: the deception
magnitude that it will deceive the very elect. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing our part here in these closing days of time because God has given us a mandate. He told us to get up in the morning and open the day with prayer and then with singing and then have a conversation every day. That's why we're so persistent. That's why we're so constant. You know, we don't slough off because it's a job that a mandate that the Lord gave us. We're every day, except Sunday we take a break and we put on something from Brother Jack's. Other than that, we're just consistent because when the Lord tells you to do something, you're consistent because you're doing your very best to please Him. It's not our program. See, if this was our program, we'd be giving up time and time again. We sure wouldn't be doing this for year after year because it is when you do your wrong thing, eventually you get tired of it and you pack it in. But when you're about the Lord's business and He gives us His mandate, then it's a natural thing to do. Let's see, we want to continue with the truth is marching on. We've been through Sardis. We took it right way back when God had Himself a council when He made that blueprint. And then as time goes on, when you look, see, you and I, we got the whole council of God. We go back there when He had Himself a council in Ephesians 1. It's all backed up with Scripture. You can go back and read Ephesians 1 if you want. That when God had Him set down, had Himself a council, the beginning of all things. And then it ties up with back in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the thought. Somewhere in all, everything that we see out here, somewhere behind it, there's a thought. There's somebody behind it that has a thought. The people that built this house, behind it there was a thought. That's the way God operates. We were built and we were created in His likeness, in His image, and we think like He thinks. But He's on a massive scale. And that's what He did back then. He made Himself a blueprint. He thought about it. And then He put it together. And then He put it into motion. He started creating these angels because He knew exactly what He wanted. He was beginning from the end. And He's not taken by surprise what's going on. And He knows exactly. And we just happened to be tapped into it. And He just happened to tap us on the shoulder one day. And said, I'm coming soon. And then He filled in all the necessary detail that I'm going to need on this journey. If I believe Him, if He so told me, Sam, I'm coming, I believed it, and I did something about it. Mm-hmm. That lost interest in the things of this world. Yeah, I was heeing and hawing and not moving as fast as I could, but God knew what He wanted. He had a purpose in mind. He way back then, and I was kind of going a little bit too slow, and He had to chop my foot off to get my attention. But see, He had something in mind, and this is exactly what He had in mind here. That's why it took Him 40 years to prepare us for what we're doing here today. And now we're just like a building blocks. Now it's time to put the windows in, and then time to put the flooring on. And that's what all that you and I are doing. We're just doing our part and just try to be faithful. And the truth is marching on, and here we're telling people because you and I have the full counsel of God. We can tell people exactly what's been going on for the last eons and eons of ages. And somewhere along the road of life, back in the day when these angels were tested, some fell by the wayside. And now these angels, they're, God keeps them around. God keeps Satan around to test us to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that millennial reign. See, back in that prehistoric hour, they were given an estate. These angels, they were given the whole package, and then they proved to be unfaithful. But here, before the Lord will give us our package and our reward, we're going to have to be tested first. But back then, they automatically got it when they were created. They were given an estate. They were given their job to do, but here, we haven't reached our seat yet. Right now we're being tested on a day-to-day basis to see if we're going to succumb to Satan and his tricks. And the biggest weapon that Satan has is religion. Mm-hmm. These people in the pulpit, we just want to make people aware. That's exactly what's going on. So just to clear up a bit, you know, where we're coming from, once we were in Church Age of Sardis. So see, the truth is marching on. That was back in 1520, and then in 1600s and 1750, the Church Age of Philadelphia kicked in, and we know who the Church Age messenger was. It was John Wesley, and then he had a lot of people that supported him. His brother Charles, and there's a lot of people that were building on that same building block. They were working with him, so to speak, and then and eventually what came along in 1906, eventually came on Laodicea. See, the truth is marching on. God is just building his house. That's exactly what Abraham went out to see. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. That's what he was looking for, Abraham. Even Moses, he was seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And they didn't know what it was all about. They just felt an urge in their heart to go out and look for a city whose builder and ruler is God. And here, we're down here and doing our part here in these closing days of time at the end of Satan's 6,000 years reign. And we're right now, we're three, four years into the week of Daniel. We're done with Laodicea now. Laodicea is in the rearview mirror. And we know what Laodicea is. It's that church world out there. We know it's spewed out. It has absolutely no value. And we know already via the scripture what Laodicea has evolved into. It's evolved into a cage and a hole of every foul and hateful bird. It's because God has vomited it out. He has spewed it out. There's nothing in these religious systems out there that's even worth it. It's not fit for doctrine. It's tables of vomit. That's all it is. It's no use pretending otherwise. And it doesn't matter how big a beard they have and how black their clothes are and their traditions and all that. That's all in the rear view mirror. It is absolutely no value. It's just taking people out into that mark of the beast, into that. Exactly what the Bible says, the image to the beast. It's all going into that ecumenical movement in here. By God's grace, he's drawn the human race, a lifeline. All that's left now for the 2,000 years of the great year is that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can read it over in the book of Revelation. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him say come. Whosoever is in blessed is he that's been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what's on right now. That's all that's left. You can go out there. You can get yourself all tied up with these religiologies. You can go to their prayer meeting and to their powwows. But it doesn't mean nothing because it has done served its purpose. The only thing that's left here in these closing days of time is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can go read it over in Matthew 22 and even over in Luke you can read it. About that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you miss that, then it evolves into something else. But you want to put all your being into accepting that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, a lot of people think we're just playing a game here. They think we're just some fly-by-night doing something here. But as time goes on, you're going to find out if you do not accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, you're going to find yourself just being swept. It's like a giant vacuum. You have no control over your life. You'll be like a vacuum, and you'll be sucked into that world council churches, into that ecumenical movement. But this here, God throws the human race a lifeline. Come and accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you do not accept it, like I say, you will be dragged right into that destruction, right into out to hell and death. That's about as simple as I can put it. Well, just like I say, we just continue on, like walking. When you take a journey, you know, you go to this town and that town, and then here we are. When he had opened the seventh seal, see, that's happened after Laodicea. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space of about half an hour. And that's what happened when the grace age was over. That's what happened. And October the 15th, 2021, when he had opened the seventh seal, that was the end of the grace age. We keep repeating it over and over again. We got it from that when the Lord spoke to me, saying, I'm coming soon, and then I believe that he put in the necessary scriptures that I'm going to need to continue on. And then he gave me the revelation of the midnight cry, which happened in 1963. And once I got the revelation of that midnight cry, 1963, February 20, I saw the whole end time picture. Without that, if you don't believe that, then you don't know where you are in time. But once you got the foundation of that midnight cry, we had it. We talked about it time and time again. When that thing up in space, that picture that these angels painted up there before they left, and that was 1963. Like we keep saying, you can go back and you can go get the Time magazine, 1963, Mystery Cloud. It's all biblical. So everything we're saying is backed up by scripture. That's what happened. Once I got that midnight cry, without that revelation of that midnight cry, you don't know where you're coming or going. Somebody can tell you anything. But see, we got the revelation. We know that the 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. And we know via the scriptures, via the prophet that God sent, Beulah sent Elijah the prophet, that Laodicea began in 1906. We got a chart on our website if somebody's interested. If there's a hunger and a thirst, like you and I, we had a hunger and a thirst. We wanted to know things. And then we went to search these things out, and we found them to be exactly so. That's why we hang our hat on that midnight cry. But once you, like I say, once you know when the midnight cry happened, you can take it to the bank. 1906 was the beginning. February the 28th, 1963 was the middle of it, and automatically then you know when the end of it is. It's 2021. You had 57 years to 1964, and you come up. And the reason why we're October the 15th, 2021, the way we came on that date, because that's when Jesus is going to introduce himself, when that young Kippur feast is. But Jesus goes off the seat of mercy because he does not deal with the Gentiles and the Jews at the same time. On October the 15th, 2021, he went off the seat of mercy. He's no more in the seat of mercy. He was done with the Gentiles. The fullness of the Gentiles had not come in. And now he's going over and he's taking on his kingly robes, and he's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But that happened October the 15th, 2021, because the day of the Gentile has run its course, right? According to the midnight cry, and then according to that young Kippur feast. You know exactly. You can go back and you can check it out. It happened exactly October the 15th, 2021. That's what that true, genuine young Kippur feast had. Yeah, they celebrate it every year, but they really don't know what they're doing. But see, it represented something. It's going to be exactly just like with the Passover. There came a day when exactly that Lamb of God was hanging there on Calvary. And exactly right to the second, there it was where the sun couldn't look at it anymore. That's when Jesus was crucified. These feasts are very close to the heart of God. And we just happened to wait here. I remember sitting over there in that chair. We were sitting here waiting because we knew that young Kippur feast is now coming on. And we know exactly what it was. Exactly, and then we back it up with scripture. But like it says here, and when he had opened the seventh seal, that's exactly when it happened. It's done history now. Now that's happened October the 15th, 2021. Now you're way just about at the end of it all. And that's, we're going by the scriptures. We got the scriptures to back it up. We're right now just to under 3 years from that the end of it, end of Satan's 6,000 years. That's what it's all about. We're all looking forward to end of Satan, when Satan is no more, and then what God will do once Satan is no more, then he shows up, and it's the day of the Lord, when they'll say to the mountains, falling out, and to the hills, hide us from them that's coming back. And these people that reject what we're saying here, that's what they're going to say to the mountains, falling out. That's why it's going to be the day of the Lord. And, And for 30 days, this planet goes into convulsions. It's just up the road here, under 3 years. We could give you right to the day, and you could do it yourself, like we keep saying over and over again. You could just take October the 15th, 2021, and then you count 1,260 days. You come to the middle, and then you count 1,260 days again. And you come to the end of it. It's just that simple. It's no mystery to you and I, because way back when God had himself a blueprint, he had it all figured out. He put it all in writing. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world. It only came down to us through the prophets and to the apostles and to Jesus. But see, it was written. The blueprint was done written before the foundation of the world. We just happened to do our part here. And the closing days of time, and then there came a time when he had opened the seventh seal. The seventh seal is simply the end of the grace age and beginning of the week of Daniel. It's no big mystery to you and I, because we're in touch with reality. We're just saying the thing because we have, the Lord has called us to do this job, and he's given us the necessary tools to continue on with the program. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life. Thank you most, Lord, that you've allowed us to, that you opened up your word to us, Lord. You've allowed us to see exactly where we are in time. We have no excuse. Nobody that's been listening to us will have an excuse on that day, Lord. You have somewhere in the planet Earth, you have a truth, and you said you'll not leave us uninformed when you come and all these things. You just your grace and your mercy. You found two people here that were willing to serve you, Lord, and to put everything on the line. We've lost everything already, Lord, and we're just interested in wanting to continue on with the program and to be found faithful and true to the thing, to what you've created us to be, Lord. That's all we ever ask for in life, that we might get to know this great God, because he said, this is life eternal, that they may know God and Jesus Christ and we send them. Lord, by rich and mercy, your grace and your mercy have led us. You've allowed us to be guided with that of your eyes. And here we are in the closing days of time. You've given us this mandate to continue on with the program, Lord. We're eternally grateful, Lord. We just ask that you help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be. Help us to be overcomers in the closing days of time, Lord. We just pray you'll take what you're saying here, anoint it, open the hearts of the people, because the God of this world has blinded the minds of the hearts and the people, because the world is drunk with that wine of that religious fornication. All we're trying to do, we're trying our level best to be faithful and true, Lord. But we need you to open the hearts of the people so they can grasp and realize what we're trying to say here is yea and amen, Lord. We just pray you'll continue to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And that's where we are, where we're just moving on. We're rapidly moving. There's not we don't leave one stone unturned. This is exactly what happened that October the 15th, 2021. We entered into the final chapter, into the week of Daniel, because way back then God spoke to Daniel and he let him know there are 70 weeks allotted to your people, the Jews, and when the Jews rejected Jesus at the day of the crucifixion, there was exactly 69 weeks. You did the math. You went back and you counted right from the building and the wall, just like he told Daniel, when the building and the wall, there's 70 weeks allotted to your people, and you came with the crucifixion, exactly 69 weeks. So a week is 7 years in the biblical terms. He said, the wise shall understand. We understand what that week was. So there's 1 week left. He crucified him, and he shut it down for the Jews, and he went to the Gentiles for 2,000 years. Because the Jews said over in Isaiah, after 2 days, he will revive us again. And the 2 days expired October the 15th, 2021. Now he's going back to the Jews to restore Israel, to get them to build their temple and take their land back. That's why you see this fighting over there. The devil does not want. He's trying to stop it with these terrorists and these Muslims. All they're doing, the devil is using them to try to stop God's program from moving ahead. That's why he got wars and rumors of war, because the devil knows his days are numbered, and he knows he's right down here in his closing days of time, and he knows his days are short. He knows exactly, just like you and I. He knows you and I are right. That's why he keeps harassing us. He trying to make us irrelevant. That he can't shut us down, so what he does, he tries to make us irrelevant, so that, oh, them two crazy guys again. But see, that's all part of the program. But see, we're not responsible for what people say, do, or think. We're only responsible to be faithful and true with the mandate that the Lord's given you and I. And that's what we're doing. Well, now we're here, now just a few short years, under 3 years. You could somewhere 28th, somewhere in September, and then, like I say, you got 30 days for the day of the Lord, and then you got 45 days for the separation of the goats and the sheep, and then the millennium sets in. And then it says that scripture will be fulfilled. Blessed is he that has part in the first resurrection, and then the second death has no part. Everybody that, before the millennium sets in, everybody that's going to be in that eternal age, they'll be resurrected right then and there, and then it goes into the millennium reign. And before the millennium sets in, everything will have, everybody that resurrected will have part in that first resurrection. It's just that simple. See, you and I, we see the program. To us, it's so simple, and yet people, to them, it's a mystery. But we're trying our level best to paint the picture that October the 15th is the key word here, and from there it's 7 years. In fact, the book of Revelation breaks it down like the sea, 1,260 days, and then it's 42 months, and it comes to exactly somewhere. If I took time out, I could tell you exactly right the day when Satan is no more, because then angel comes down, puts him in a chain, and he sends him off to hell for 1,000 years, and then for 1,000 years, there's no more devil. It was just, and then he evolves into the, God has got this whole thing all blueprinted out way before the foundation of the world. And we're just happen to tap in, found our part. God, rich in mercy, saw that we're willing and able and ready. And that's all we're doing. We're just doing our part that God has honored out from before the foundation of the world. When he made that blueprint, he had us in mind. And here in 1940, I was born 1947, just when the scripture says, this generation will not pass away until all these things will happen. That's Matthew 24 there. All these things that he has prophesied, and the Bible is all going to happen before in my generation. He said, this generation will not pass away, and I'm up in age already. So it's not that much longer. And everything that we're saying here is lined up exactly with the scriptures. Just that simple.
That's right. When you will understand the whole creation of God, like when you will, from Adam and Eve down to the birth of Jesus, there's 4,000 years. And then from the birth of Jesus for the grace age, there came in 2,000 years, the 2 days that Hosea speaks of. That after 2 days, he's going to revive us. And in that week of Daniel, that is part of that revival of Israel, of bringing it back to its place where it was before God had them put them in dispersion, that it, because they rejected God and his ways. And then God, through the prophecy of Jeremiah, we know that they were taken into captivity, into exile to Babylon for 70 years. That was the prophecy of Jeremiah, that for 70 years they're going to be in Babylon. And then when Daniel, when those 70 years were coming to a close, Daniel was before the Lord, and he was fasting and praying and confessing his sins before God and the sins of his people. And then Gabriel came to Daniel, and he said 70 weeks have been determined concerning your people and your holy city to put an end to rebellion, to bring sin to completion, to atone for iniquity, to bring in perpetual righteousness, to seal up the prophetic vision, and to anoint a most holy place. See, all these things, there are 6 points here that come to fulfillment in that week of Daniel. And when you will, 70 weeks represents 7 days, like in a week has 7 days. So when you take 70 times 7, you come to the number of 490. So when Nehemiah went out, that was in 445 BC. Nehemiah went out He was very concerned about his city, about Jerusalem and the walls around him. And he had heard a report that the walls were burned down. It was in a very bad state, and it caused him so much grief and sadness. And he went before the king, and the king saw his sadness and inquired about him. So he let him know, and the king allowed him to go to Jerusalem to build up the walls around Jerusalem. So that's what started that countdown that you read, 70 weeks are determined. And then that week was cut off. Those weeks were cut off at the end of the 69th week. So at the end of 483, that's when it was cut off. And that was when Jesus was crucified, when the Jewish people rejected their Messiah. And it was cut off that week, and that left 7 more years. That's why it was cut off there, and then the grace age set in. And those 7 feasts played a part in the grace age. Like the first feast was Feast of Passover. Then you have the unleavened bread. That represents the 7 churches that we were talking about, like Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamon, Thyatira, and then you come to Sardis. That's what we were speaking of with Martin Luther, and then Philadelphia, John Wesley, and then the Laodicea Church Hour, which was 1906. And then you can see how everything in the feast played a part within the grace age. And then you come to the feast where Jesus was resurrected. He was that first fruit of the resurrection. You come to the feast of the Pentecostal outpouring of the Spirit. And then you come to the feast of the trumpets. And that happened in the 1900s, around that time. The closing out of the 19th century into the 20th century was when those rabbis went out in Europe, and they called out, like they sounded the trumpet, it is now time to return to your homeland. And a lot of them rejected it. And see, that's the fishers that God sent. Fishers represented the rabbis that went out and said, it is time to go back to your homeland, because God is going to start restoring what the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and those entities, those beasts, had stolen from the Israeli people. So God was going to start restoring. And then that was that Feast of Trumpet. And when those Jewish people didn't listen to move back, those hunters came in. There was the Nazis came in, and they had to suffer through the Holocaust, and lost 6 million of Jews had to give up their lives because of that. And see, that's all part of what God was doing. That's that fig tree that started to come to life and grow. And then you come to that the Feast of Atonement. That is that Yom Kippur feast, where the Jewish people in that feast, that's the 6th feast that God gave to the Israeli people as they were coming out of Egypt. And that was a day of atonement. They came before God mourning and repentance. And that's exactly what will fall Israel in the week of Daniel, is repentance for what they had done. All those 6 points that I read over here that make an end to that rebellion, an atonement for iniquity, and bring in everlasting righteousness. And that's bringing in the millennium period, and then the anoint the most holy. That will be, that temple will be anointed once it is built at the end of that week of Daniel into that millennium reign. So that's that 7 weeks that are left after the grace age came into effect. That is when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven. That 7th seal represents that week of Daniel, those 7 years that were left from that prophetic week that Gabriel showed to Daniel. And so those are those 7 years that we are now in. After that grace age, those came in that 70th week of Daniel that was left from that prophecy.
It's all that simple. All mm-hmm. we're doing, we're just laying out the platform and the program, because God has given us a mandate, and we gladly do it And if you can only get yourself, drag yourself out of this slumber, out of this drunken state, mm-hmm. and get yourself disconnected from that religious filth out there. Because when we talk so plain, we've got scriptures to back it up, because all you got to realize, that church that we're talking about, that's been spewed out, that's Laodicea. Mm-hmm. It has been spewed out, and well, what happened then? Once it spewed out, the devil went and picked it up, and then he started working on these churches, on these preachers, on these pastors, and filled them with all kinds of ideas. At the end of the day, what the Satan will have evolved into, you can read it back over in the book of Revelation, and I saw another mighty angel, and he went around the world, and the atmosphere, he said, come out of her, my people, because if you don't come out, you're going to simply partake of her sin, and you're going to receive her plague, because great is God that judges it, and that's why we're putting in so much effort. All our resources go into warning of people, telling them to come and partake of the waters of life, really, because that ecumenical movement, it's like a giant vacuum, like a giant suction. You have no control over it. If you reject the truth, then automatically you're going to go right out into that World Council of Churches, just like America. When they rejected the prophet back in the 60s, they had no other option. They're going to go into that. That's why America is the way it is, because they rejected the truth. And here's the same thing. If you reject that invitation, you can go read it over in Matthew 22, what's going to happen. He's going to send in his armies, and he's going to kill these murderers and burn down their cities. That's just up here on the day of the Lord. You don't want to be around when that happens. And here, all we're doing, we're giving people a lifeline, olive branch. All you got to do is come and accept the message for your day. It's always been the message for your day. It's the invitation to the marriage supper of flame. That's all that's on now. The grace age is over. It's no use. It's not ever coming back. That time has elapsed. That time is in Laodicea, is in the rear view mirror, because the truth is marching on. That's why we keep talking and expressing ourselves so vehemently about the truth marching on. And all you got to do when it marches on, all you got to do is jump on the bandwagon and you make sure that you're going on. Every time I put on my YouTube, there's a song in there by the Chamber Brothers, People Get Ready. That song came out in the 60s, ever since the 1960s. That song has been going out, People Get Ready. There's a train coming. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. That's that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And people get in, they get on that train to Jordan. It don't cost you nothing. All you got to do is just jump on there, and everything is all paid for. That's why we keep saying, the Weisheim and Strong. And that stream is everything. There's finances in there, there's health and well-being, and all it is the message for your day. If you can only drag yourself away from these letters from Deltas and these Carls and these Joes from Cyprus and this Arnold from Acadia, you got to drag yourself away from that religious filth, because that's what it is evolved into. They're nothing but harlotry. That's what the Bible calls them, harlots. They're part of harlots, part of that Roman Catholic system. That's all that other I think is. It's a Roman Catholicism on steroids. And when we talk to play, they think we're blaspheming. But we went through their torture chambers. We God had to drag us through their torture chambers to know what we're talking about. We know exactly what it is. It's nothing but Satanism. That's all it is. And I know a lot of people that think we're talking too plain, because they're brainwashed to think that's a holy seed, it's a holy program. But it's not. It's all of the devil. It never was nothing. It never will be nothing. And here, in the closing days of time, God's given you and I the mandate to expose all these things. He said, before he comes, he'll even expose the intent of the hearts. And the mischief of iniquity is being revealed. The mischief of iniquity is that religious system out there. To a lot of people, it's a mystery. But to you and I, it's just as plain as daylight. But the bottom line is, when they had opened the seventh seal, that happened October the 15th, 2021, there was silence in heaven for the space of about half an hour, and then Jesus came down, and now he's introducing himself to the Jewish people. And it's all going to happen within that seven-year period, and that's when Jesus comes back and comes down here. That angel is going to tie up Satan, and then The program will just continue on. The program will then be for 30 days, the day of the Lord. And then once the 30 days are done, then Jesus sets up his separating of the goats and the sheep. And then that goes on for 45 days. And then the millennium is on. And then the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord took us through this school again. We're not just beating our gums together. We got scriptures to back everything up that we're saying, and you can take it to the bank. You can either accept it or reject it. If you accept it, you'll be part of that nucleus of people that's going to get out of this hell that's coming. Just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we give you thanks for allowing us to see that whole counsel that you counsel with yourself before time began, Lord. And all these things are just part of your great counsel that you created. And we now are in that week of Daniel, after that grace age of 2,000 years. When Jesus was crucified, that grace age began, and it lasted till 2021, when that was cut off at the Yom Kippur there. It was 2 days, came to an end, and we are in that week of Daniel. So we just pray that you'll give us the grace to live as if we are in it, so that we can let people know where we are in time, and that they realize the shortness of time, Lord, and they prepare themselves for your coming, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.